Thursday.
A week from Thursday. So there you go.
We're still in the same little booth over by...
over by First Aid Place, brick building.
Right.
First, yeah, right there.
Right across from the bathroom. Very convenient.
It is very convenient. We get to see a lot of people because there's a lot of people that walk through there.
Donut guy was around the corner, too.
Yes. Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Twins-Dodgers, 8:30 pregame. Wednesday and Friday... Tuesday, Wednesday, that takes care of the Dodgers. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the Angels are coming in. And Saturday, we have Chiefs, Bears, preseason football. Twitter is at 1700 the champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and happy hour _SS. We'll take you into those places. Facebook is also at 1700 the champ. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. New branch in Ames. Drove by again. And that's just every weekend occurrence now until everything gets going here. Three locations in Omaha and many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. They're going to take care of your personal business, mortgage, wealth management, private banking. They're going to take care of you from... hey, I just want to open up a savings account to, hey, I want to do everything. And they're going
personal, commercial,
yeah,
everything.
And they're going to do it. Here's the commitment part. The commitment isn't going to change because you're only doing one or four or seven. The commitment's there for everybody. And the commitment is to take care of what your needs are. That's what you want your bank to do. I want my bank to do that. I want my doctor to do that. You know, those are kind of the top two there. I want my car to do that. There you go. But Northwest Bank is high quality and very proud to have them as part of the show. Day one we started doing this show, Northwest Bank has been there. Member FDIC. Okay, so with LIV Golf, Phil Mickelson is the one that has me perplexed because I don't...
Seriously?
Yeah,
see, that's the one that I made the most sense to me.
Right, because he needs money, because he owes people money.
$40 million needed money.
Yeah. So, I guess you're right that...
He took care of that, plus he got to go, you know, put the coffers back up or whatever and hopefully get some help for
He's the only person that could ever even put his little pinky up on and kind of pull himself up on Tiger's stage, and man, he ruined that in one.
Well, it's
fell swoop.
Right, and it's funny because you always need the hero and the heel,
right?
And we went through that with that. There was almost a time that Phil played the hero role and Tiger played the heel.
He did
because
he did.
It's oh, he's a bad guy. He's this and this with his, you know, he's a bad husband, and he had.
And then you figure out that Tiger was just worse at hiding it.
Right.
And Phil was better.
And then you see that he's a pretty cool dad, and he's going through the right things, and then you find out that Phil wasn't exactly the checking all the I'm perfect boxes, yep. You know?
And it's difficult. And Phil was, not that he didn't have time for the younger players,
right.
But there's not the same... there's not the same camaraderie between Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Koepka, Johnson, all those guys. Now, maybe it gets better because they're on there and they're doing that together. But, Phil Mickelson, you know who Phil Mickelson is, though? He's Greg Norman.
Yeah.
Everybody thought Greg Norman was this, and he wasn't. He's not.
No.
He's still, that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. He's just not what he portrayed himself to do.
Have you seen images of Phil lately, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with he's unshaven and things like that. He is not in a good place.
No, he is not.
He does not look comfortable, and hey, life is good.
Hey, and getting yelled at by fans, and he's not used to that. It is crazy. You know, that's kind of been the difference. The one thing that no matter what happened with Tiger, he still had that Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer thing. When I step on the golf course, I'm playing golf. And I'm going to be really, really good at it.
Tiger still has the reverence for the game.
Yes,
the legacy, the reverence, the pride to play it, and the honor to be a part of the history.
And having those three guys care about him mattered.
Oh, big time.
And that's where, I think that's what these young kids are. no matter what happens with Tiger, he could do nothing from that point on right. to whenever. He still is the reason I golf. It's the reason I didn't ski or I didn't do this. I golf because I wanted to wear red and I wanted to be him. And he changed golf. I think that the PGA Tour could have handled it better. I think the LIV Tour could have handled it better. And the reason that you have this hatred and vitriol is, I have no idea. These words keep popping up in my head today. I have no idea. Where did they come from?
Did you get one of those Word a Day calendars?
I don't know, but this is Greg Norman against the PGA as much as it is the LIV against the PGA. Greg Norman hates what the PGA stands for, and he's tried to break it his entire career.
Right.
And I don't blame him on certain things. It is a very exclusive club, and they don't just let anybody in right. and blah, 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 blah. But he does it in an unlikable way, because Greg Norman's always kind of been that guy who's been unlikable.
Yes.
If this was Raymond Floyd or Davis Love III or somebody that was doing this, it would totally have a different look to it.
But it did come out of the chute as a mud-slinging, finger-pointing,
yes.
I'm going to expose you, I'm going to spend more. I mean, it was
yes.
It was money matters, I can be, look who I can take because of money.
Did you see when
power struggle.
Did you see when the PGA really dug their heels in, though, when Tiger came out and said, yeah, that's not cool. And it's just, he goes, it's just not golf. I don't blame him for going, it's just not golf. And, you know, they want to do their thing, let them go do their thing. It doesn't matter.
Right.
They didn't have him, and then by not having him, you don't have Rory, and you don't have Justin, and you don't have Jordan, because
you're reading some of the same stuff I was today, the Scottie Scheffler interview.
Yeah. Scottie Scheffler's the same.
Quite the distraction.
Scottie Scheffler wears Tiger Woods shoes.
Right.
And, it, you know, that's...
Dude. Have I got a side note for you that we've talked about before? Yes, Scottie Scheffler is wearing Tiger Woods apparel. And the one we always talk about is Jordan.
Yes.
How far outreaching he is and how big his name was and what the Air Jordan name means. Was it, it was the Cardinals the other night? Yadier Molina?
Yep.
I mean, it's on his chest plate, on his catching.
It's a $5 billion company.
Well, It's the Air Jordan logo, basketball player on a catcher's, pads. And then he's got the wristbands and he's got the shin guards he was Air Jordan up with a basketball player on a baseball player's uniform.
It's incredible.
That's out.
I mean, and that's one of those things. That was one of the things I touched on a little bit yesterday was they had this thing and it said, And it was a younger reporter, so you can kind of catch this, right?
Right.
But the most influential players in the NBA of all time, Kobe, Steph, Michael, and LeBron. And the really funny thing, this came a week after Bill Russell.
Right.
I'm not so sure Kobe, Steph, Michael, and LeBron are playing in the NBA if it wasn't for Bill Russell. Not based on talent, based on skin color. Because Bill Russell was one of those first that said, okay, this isn't right. We've got to get, we can't be that league. We've already gone through this with baseball. We're really going to do this again. And he really changed that. You had Kareem come up behind that. A very interesting one. And he gets knocked a lot because he's, Bill Walton was a huge deal. Because Bill Walton was one of those guys that, you know, he was always the, I want to play with any, I'm rainbow and I'm, exactly. I'm the Grateful Dead. And, yes. You know, I play basketball so I can fuel my Grateful Dead love.
Right.
Bill Walton, just that grouping, you know, you had Oscar Robertson, you had all these guys and it changed basketball. Bill Russell's remembered more for not winning all the championships. And the reason sometimes it's not for all the championships because Boston had the mark. I mean, they got all the players. They had all the money. It was tilted their way. It just happened to be that way. And it was just that way from Red Auerbach. And he was that good at what he did. But Bill Russell later in life, and One of the first things Bill Russell fought for was basketball players, black basketball players that had white wives and how they were being mistreated. And just a lot of that kind of stuff. And they put the most I love Steph Curry. And Steph Curry's changed basketball, but he's not the most influential player of all time. Michael fits that category because of what he's done. There are teams in the NBA that are not owned by him that wear his stuff.
Right.
That's unheard of. And I think Kobe gets a little bit of that too. I'm not the biggest LeBron guy, and I think LeBron has changed a lot of things. He brought the social media part in because he's really good at that. But where some of these other guys have been for everyone, LeBron's a lot about LeBron. The way he does things reminds you'd think, yeah, LeBron's an only child. He's not an only child, but it kind of reminds you of us.
Well, and the Steph,
only children.
The Steph influence is not so much the game he's playing right now, but it's the game being played on the playground.
Right. That's where Steph comes in. Right.
7-year-old AAU. I mean, it's.
And if they would have said influential that way, that right. changed the game of basketball, that because he has.
Right.
He has proven that you can be under 6'2" and you can dominate a league.
Right.
He has done that. Now, you have to do. I saw somebody talking about him the other day. It was his first trainer that he ever had. And he goes, you guys don't understand. He runs more than anybody in this league. The way he does and the way he works on the court, there is nobody in the league that's in better shape than he's in. And he goes, he studies, he looks at his shot. He tweaks. He goes, he sits and it could be a millimeter. And that's what he'll tweak on his shot sometimes. And he can tell the greatest thing that I can say about Steph is he's a golfer playing basketball. Okay. if I set my feet a little bit different and I have to get away with somebody going to my left and I have to go that way. And he figured out all these angles and how he can flip his feet out and stuff. And he's changed basketball that way to say, listen,
but once he
stop trying to dunk
right.
and start trying to hit 3-pointers and hit baskets.
But I like the way you said that he is a golfer's mindset playing basketball. So he did realize, all right, if I lean this way and kick my feet this way, and then he did it a million times.
Oh, absolutely.
So that it was just secondary to him. It's like, oh, there's that situation I know I'm going to do here. But he is, you know, what's this word I'm going to say? Practice.
Yeah.
He will practice something.
Practice is important. Being a coach and actually having to be there during practice maybe is not so important, but you do need them to be practicing. So I thought that was very, very interesting too. Okay, we got 3 minutes. I want to hit this one. I thought this was hilarious. It was hilarious on who was doing it. The person who was pranking was Case Keenum. He was out pranking today. So Case Keenum is the backup quarterback to Josh Allen in the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
And so they had him go undercover, had a hat on, had like funny glasses on, and he's walking through as the Buffalo Bills players are coming out of practice, and he's getting them to sign a football. And a whole bunch of them signed the football without looking. Now, a whole bunch of them caught it and went, oh, my God. But he had a bunch of them. And when they came back and looked at the video, they're like, oh, my God, Case, I didn't. And Case's like, no, it's okay. But it was so funny that Case Keenum would allow himself to be filmed doing that. But he buys in, right?
Right.
He still makes probably $7 million a year, and he's a backup quarterback that nobody knows what he looks like until he gets on the field, and they still don't know because he has a helmet on. But it was hilarious that he was getting people to buy in, and they were doing that.
I don't know if we got time, but
yep, we got
Serena.
Yeah,
you see that?
That's
acknowledging that the level of talent has subsided.
Yeah.
And I love what she said. It's time to focus on being a mom and my spirituality.
Yeah.
And so she's, what, just a couple more weeks before retires?
In playing the U.S. Open.
Yep.
If you're talking women's athletes, she's one of those four or five, Billie Jean King. I mean, you can go to a certain extent. And this is one that doesn't get talked about a lot. Martina Navratilova, being one of the first gay athletes in that actually had no problem coming out and speaking that way. It's really funny how men's sports lag in acceptance.
Yes.
And women's sports does it. And that's why we try to push that sometimes, right? Because women's sports does do that. They push the boundaries because they have to.
Well, they have to break through the ceiling and push the boundaries all the time because their boundaries have smaller boundaries.
Right.
Because of what society's put on them.
They're smaller boundaries that are higher than you can imagine. And it makes it but that's a big Serena doing what she did and Venus. Of all the things that happened
the dominance of them is
with those two,
yeah,
is you have to take a couple of steps. You had to do it with Tiger Woods' dad, and you had to do it with Richard Williams. You had to take a couple of steps back and say, maybe he did know what he was doing. They never got in trouble. They've not had one iota. Now, Tiger's had some, but a lot of that was injury-related, not because of dad issues or anything.
Well, we want to go down this path. I mean, Frank Garza.
Some
people don't care for the way he did it, but it's
he changed his son's life.
But the son has to buy into it.
Oh, he has to. Yeah, if you don't, it's rebellion and change very quickly. Yeah. And they didn't. So, it's tennis has people ready to step in, but they don't have that.
Exactly.
And
that was special.
Ladies golf is women's golf is kind of at that same point. They have a bunch of people that are right there. I mean, I'm watching them hit shots at the British Open for them, and it is unbelievable. And
was it the Danish girl?
Yes.
Or was it the Russian girl? I mean, I watched some of it too, dude. Yeah. It was good golf.
It was unbelievable in tough conditions.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
It was fascinating. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got a lot more. We got two segments before kind of a long break. We'll be right back.
Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. I hope everybody had a great day. As always, we're at that 5 o'clock hour, just after. Drive home safely. A lot of traffic, a lot of people trying to get home. Get home safe. You're listening to Steen. Oh, no, we're not. We're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and
Scott.
Yes,
we are.
Yes, we are.
Well, we are a subsidiary of Steen.
We are, as that is true. And so we are off until next Thursday and Friday, a week from this Thursday and Friday. We'll be live at the Iowa State Fair, so look forward to seeing everybody there. We're right by the first aid station and on the back side, on the west side of the administration building.
Right.
That's what that big building is there, right?
Yeah. South of the grandstand, yeah. South of
there you go.
Main Street. Yeah,
yeah, it's fun. There's all kinds of good stuff around there. So.
And we'll have the selfie stick so people can take it.
You got pictures. Can have pictures taken. Absolutely. So you can check us out on Twitter at @happyhour_SS. That takes care of Happy Hour Sports. At @ScottBrower_13 takes care of Dan Marino. at Steen on Sports and at 1700 Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. We have Minnesota Twins baseball tonight. They're playing the Dodgers. And it's an 8:30 pregame. All the stuff is mixed up this week. If you're turning into CBS Sports, Jim Rome's on vacation, so Maggie and Pearl are earlier, and Zach Gelb is earlier, and another guy comes in. So this is vacation time for all of us heading into this. So when it gets to be August 20, whatever, we're all ready to just. Go
hammer out the NFL.
Hammer out the NFL. Hammer out college football. Hammer out high school football. I talked a little bit about that yesterday. High school football is getting their Friday nights on WHO 13. That's going to be fun to be a part of as well. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group. Founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. His goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. The company purpose is making lives better. They became employee-owned in 2016 to give their employees even more ways to be engaged with the company. Currently, there are over, this I have in here, 500 jobs. I mean, that fluctuates even higher nowadays. I mean, there are a lot of people. When you drive downtown or you drive out to West Des Moines, we were at Des Moines Golf and Country Club today, there's more people in the parking lots as you maneuver your way that way. So it is getting better. They take care of you in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage, banking. They're trying to get candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. Palmer Group. Welcome, Palmer Group. We're going to start doing some more interviews and stuff with them. I think that starts in the end of September, 1st of October. DMOS stuff coming up for when we come back. Have a bunch of stuff going with them. iCups. Now, I just saw this, and I don't. It was retweeted by Iowa High School Baseball. I'm gonna talk about it, and then we'll make sure. But Endeavor. I think Endeavor Holdings is what owns the Iowa Cubs and 9 other minor league baseball teams are selling to Diamond. Endeavor will sell Diamond Baseball Holdings. Oh, that's how it's. So Endeavor is the group that owns the Iowa Cubs. They say they're selling to Diamond Baseball Holdings, which owns the Iowa Cubs and 9 more major league baseball teams, to Silver Lake. That's who they're selling to. The global leader in technology investing, Silver Lake's portfolio companies collectively generate nearly $254 billion annually and employ approximately 557,000 people globally. I just texted Randy to see if he was...
had an opinion on that?
Yeah, so...
I would like to hear that.
You see, and that's... I think I covered all my bases. It's out there, and it's been pushed a couple of times by... individuals that I
trust and yes,
but that have some. We're not lock, stock, and barrel. That's why I said we will try to confirm.
Well, that wasn't very. I mean, the previous acquisition wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. I agree with that. I know that I was going through social media. The live hearing is on like a break, but the judge, I think, is going to give a ruling today, has to give a ruling today, right, before everything starts. A lot of people, after what Roger Goodell said today, he thinks Deshaun Watson probably...
I just saw that pop up.
Probably a year.
Needs a full
gets,
year.
Gets yeah. the full year. A $10 million fine. You know, the funny thing about that is, even if it's a full year and a $10 million fine... Deshaun Watson's not paying the fine. The club or the organization is going to pay the fine. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know what the right even if you're on social
Cleveland
media.
Cleveland pays the fine or the Texans pay the fine?
Well, yeah, I would do a much bigger dive into the Houston Texans if I was the National Football League exactly. than I would worrying about the Cleveland Browns.
It is funny because you were talking about earlier that Kansas City preseason when you were looking at schedules to talk about that. So I was trying to figure out when your Ravens are on. I didn't realize it. We've got preseason football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Boy, when they dip their toe back in the water, it's their water.
Oh, they do, and it is.
So you've got – I'd like to see the numbers because you got 2 preseason games on Thursday, Giants, Patriots, and Titans, Ravens, right? Guess what also is Thursday? Field of Dreams game.
Yep. Cubs Reds,
right?
People have a hard time with that too. Cubs Reds is one of the longest running rivalries in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but I want to see the numbers. I really want to see the numbers. I bet you one of these, if not both of the preseason games, are gonna pull the same type of numbers as the people.
Well, and that's probably true. I do not disagree with that at all. I could definitely see that. So.
So we've also agreed upon that Kevin Costner will not be there again this year.
No, but of all the things that happened last year, that was the coolest thing. I thought that's just me though.
The
him walking out and teary eyed and looking up and right.
Ray's dad,
Ray Liotta.
No. Ray in the movie.
Yes, Ray's dad. Yes.
I want to say
Wilford,
but I know it's not Consuelo. But anyway, that actor? Do you think will there be any of the actors there on this, or is it going to be just more of a game now on a movie set?
Yes, and I think that's part of it, and not that that's a bad thing, but yes, I do believe that is
what, a good game, because I mean the script that played out last year's game, oh my heavens. That was a great baseball game.
It was a great baseball game. Ended with Tim Anderson hitting a walk-off. Yeah, that was pretty cool. We talked a little bit about the Big Ten and the dollars. It's a lot of dollars. $380 million per year per team. When they first brought in the Big Ten Network, each Big Ten, there were 11 Big Ten teams. Each of them earned $7 million a year. That's where this is at now. From 2001 to 2022, so 21 years, you've gone from $7 million to $380 million. That's where football is in the whole scheme of things. It's in a whole nother, that's an area code and a half. I made this bet today. This bet came on BetMGM. It came on here. The Bears are plus 350. To start 0-4.
Including preseason?
No, just the season. So right. $100
You took that.
$100 gets you 350.
Yeah.
This is who they play. The 49ers. I get it. They're going to get beat by the 49ers. The Packers. I get it. They're going to get beat by the Packers. Their next two games are the Texans and the Giants. You telling me the Chicago Bears can't beat one of those teams for $100 to win 350.
That's what they do.
I know.
They entice you to go. Well,
I know.
This is lock cinch.
I mean, I'd usually go 10 for 35, yeah. But I'm doing 100 for 350. They're really? Winning one of those games. I mean, they're
you take it that they are going to go.
They're going to go 1-3. They're not going to go 0-4.
Because you know what?
They just have to win a game. They don't even have to do. They have to tie a game.
You can actually bet up to $100?
Well, it's plus 350.
Well, I didn't know you could
bet that. Oh, me bet that. Well, I have...
No, I didn't. I didn't know any of us could bet that kind of money.
I have $100 sitting in my account.
I don't. Because I have seven different $5 and $10
bets. That's a sucker bet. Everybody should know. Don't. Do not bet that because I don't need...
Now you're giving your...
No.
I'm Crazy Gary. I'm giving these. Yeah. First one's free.
Okay, if you're the Boston Red Sox today...
Yes.
I mean, you've been waiting for Chris Sale to come back. He's had a couple of outings. Chris Sale today broke his right wrist in a bicycle accident. Underwent season-ending surgery.
That was horrible of me.
Amid a fractured rib cage, a broken pinky. He threw only 5.2 innings this season after posting 42. Oh, man, they paid a lot of money for him, too.
Jerry screamed out, "Why is it always me?"
Oh. After getting... shot a baseball shot out of a lawnmower. Why? Why, Scott?
That's an inside joke. We'll see.
It is.
Love you, Nate. Sorry.
Here's one for you. Most playoff wins all time in the NFL belongs to?
The most playoff wins?
Yes.
Patriots.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's what I said that, didn't I?
You kind of did.
I couldn't read your note. Hold it up higher.
Yeah. I'm trying to see where the Patriots are. Where are the Patriots? Okay, how do they have this on here?
Obviously not.
You know what? Maybe you're right because, oh no, you are correct. They're tied. New England and Pittsburgh are tied. So you were right.
Wow.
There you go.
I cannot wait to play that back and listen to that again.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you go golfing at Des Moines Golf and Country Club today?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pittsburgh, New England.
New Bill Murray golf shirt today.
I like it.
It's called Cinderella Story. It's great. Yeah. I love the shirt.
Okay, why is it called the Cinderella Story?
Because when he's hitting the flowers, Cinderella Story.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Oh, you got it. You got all of that one. Okay, see, that's the flowers on my flowers. Shirt. Are those flowers?
Okay, gotcha. All right. Pittsburgh 36, New England 36, Dallas 35, San Francisco 34, Green Bay 29, the Raiders 25, the Broncos 23. The Rams, 23. Vikings, Colts, Dolphins, Redskins, Giants, 20. Kansas City has 16. Who do you think has won
One playoff win.
One playoff win.
One playoff win would be, did you say Detroit?
I haven't said Detroit.
I think it's Detroit.
It is Detroit. Very good. Very, very good. Where's,
I hope they win a few this year for Pete's sake.
Your Dolphins are 20. Yeah. My Ravens are 16. So that's not bad. That's kind of right in the middle there.
Yeah,
so
when the Dolphins were winning playoff games, you had hair.
this is true. Okay, so we're waiting on the Liv to come out. This is a shocking one for me, and it shows how different football was even 10, 15 years ago. Number of seasons with 10-plus interceptions. Brett Favre had 18 seasons that he had 10-plus interceptions. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning had 16. Elway had 16. Breeze had 14. Marino had 14. Tom Brady had 12. Aaron Rodgers has had 2.
Okay.
I heard today, and I think I agree with this, I think that Aaron Rodgers is the greatest thrower of the football of all time.
So should he be playing?
And it doesn't constitute for wins.
Okay.
In difficult situations.
You think he should be in preseason games then, or should just leave him alone?
Well, see, that's a really funny thing. If I'm the NFL, I have a harder stance with him saying preseason games are stupid and I don't want to play in them than I do that, hey, I went overseas and had psychedelic tea and was flipping out for 2 weeks.
Well, from what I read on that article, him saying having me suit up and do two series is stupid. Either let me play an entire quarter and then take me out, or don't play me
or
at
just,
all.
Or just let me have the headset on, or just don't even make me come to the field.
Exactly.
Which I'd have more problems with.
Let me put on my Cameron Poe. You know,
this is what he needs to do. He needs to be
Life Beater t-shirt looking
he
thing.
Needs to, every time the receivers are on the sidelines, he needs to be standing with all the wide receivers and critiquing them, because he'd be such a good critiquer.
You know what? He does seem to have an opinion. He does.
He might. Might have that.
It's... The Vikings are going to be a team to reckon with this year. So NFC North is going to really be uncomfortable. Yes.
You do realize they still have Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins wins a big game. Give me a call.
Okay.
Just dial me up.
Oh, you first me. Oh, trust me. You'll be the first person I call.
And not a big game.
Las Vegas Raiders will win the AFC West. Is that a vein? Oh, is that a vein over your arm?
I have that kind of respect for Josh McDaniels with a quarterback that is, when he left and went to Denver, he didn't have a quarterback. And he goes, oh my God, I screwed up. I'm going back. He's got David Carr. He's got Davante Adams. And he is stacked. I wouldn't want a game plan for them on offense.
It's also the coolest stadium
in the world, too.
Las Vegas is going to be a fun team to watch.
It is going to be a fun team. All right, we got one more segment left. We are going to go through the when was the best decade. That's coming up. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Stephen Scott. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional play-by-play. Every Kansas City Chiefs and NFL primetime game live on terrestrial radio. We also have your baseball covered with the Minnesota Twins. Hey, and don't forget the legendary Jim Rome, weekdays from 11 to 2, and the UNI Panthers. For a complete schedule, visit 1700thechamp.com. 1700 The Champ, now on the FM dial at 101.3. 101.3 on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Last show for a week and a couple of days.
Yeah.
We'll be out at the fair.
A week from Thursday, we'll be at the fair. You've got some travel plans.
Going to San Jose. San Jose.
Someone asked me today, so when he's gone, do you do it alone? No, I do not.
That's a good one.
No, I do not.
Yes, you could.
I would need Billsy in here with me. I know that.
You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter is at @happyhour_SS, at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, and at @1700TheChamp. Facebook is at @1700TheChamp as well. Tonight you have Twins and Dodgers, 8:30 pregame, the same Wednesday. Then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they have the Angels, and Monday, Tuesday, you are getting the Royals and the Chiefs and the Bears preseason football in Chicago. Maybe the next to last season at Soldier Field. It still looks like they're, even though the governor or the mayor or whichever one she is wants to put a dome over, yeah, that's not going to work, ma'am.
Not gonna happen.
You need to rethink that.
Do you think it's going to end up in Arlington Heights?
I do. I really do. I think that's a that's an interesting place for him to go. I want to thank sponsors of the show: DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, iCubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. Couldn't do it without them. Okay, so one of the things that was out there, and it had a bunch of it today.
Did you hear the really big news on the Iowa Cubs, though?
Hit.
This is, I just saw this Friday, August 12th. This Friday, Henry Rowengardner. You know who that is?
Help me.
The kid from the movie.
Oh, Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, where he breaks his arm and then becomes a pitcher for the Cubs. He, the adult version, his name is, where'd he go again? Henry Rowengardner.
I just broke news
Thomas,
on the iCubs.
Thomas Nichols.
Thomas
He's going to be there on Friday signing autographs.
That's awesome. That's a great
movie. Good stuff.
It was a great movie. It had a whole bunch of these on there today. It's best of 80s, 90s, 2000s, or 2010s. They didn't do 2020, so they only went up to 2010.
Well, it's only been a little time.
So let's start with an easier one. Let's go NBA. NBA, then 80s, 90s. So if you go through there, the 80s, that's the Lakers and the Celtics battling.
Right.
And then towards the end of the 80s, a little bit of first part of the 90s is the Pistons. And then the Bulls kind of kick in there. 2000, that would be the one that would be kind of indifferent. That wasn't a great time. 2010s, a little Laker run, a little Celtic run with Garnett and those guys.
Where are you going? You know where I'm going.
I probably 80s, because that's when the NBA caught back up. Right. I mean, before the year before
76ers
and when it was the Lakers and I'm trying to think if it was Lakers and the 76ers or Lakers. It was Lakers and the 76ers. The year before that, it was tape delay.
Right.
And that's when it kind of made its turn. I think that one.
No, I'm when it became the Pistons and the Bulls. I'm the 90s.
Right.
But then again, that's where you go to the wheelhouse, what you remember the most, right?
Right. I mean, that was
you're 5 years older than me. I can see that.
So, Michael Jordan. I mean, that was a big deal. But Magic Johnson Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. It was the 76ers, and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird came a little bit later. I mean, that was.
I love watching Kevin McHale. I thought he looked like he was your algebra teacher, but he was mean.
Oh, he was mean.
He was awesome. I loved him.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Let's jump to baseball, 80s, 90s, aughts, and 2010. So if you go 2000, if you go the aughts, that's your Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. Brought baseball back.
They did, but I call it the asterisk years. But I mean, it's I will say I watched
a lot of baseball.
A lot of baseball because of that. It preempted other shows for Pete's sake.
Oh, it did. They broke into that. That's when people say they ruined baseball, that's the part that people don't understand. That the 6 o'clock national news broke in, your local news broke in because of what they were doing. It saved baseball, but it just didn't do it in a way that everybody wanted it to be done.
Right.
They saved baseball by cheating.
Right.
And that's always been my thing. Sammy Sosa's different. Mark McGwire was headed to be an all-star or a Hall of Famer anyway. Barry Bonds was definitely a Hall of Famer even if you take all the things he did after he started doing that. And the only reason he did that was because other people were getting paid more than him because of these blown up numbers. And he's like, okay, if they're cheating for dollars, I'll cheat for dollars. Right. And then he...
Wasn't at the All-Star break that year, when it was always everybody talked about McGwire and Sosa, Actually, at the All-Star break, it was McGuire and Ken Griffey Jr., I thought.
Right, we're going. And then Ken Griffey Jr. got hurt.
Right, and then, but then, what was it, July, August, Sosa just went off.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I mean, what it did for WGN was incredible.
Yes, it was.
Baseball's hard now because it's not on TV like it was. See, I have a hard time with baseball because in the 80s and 90s, at least it was on. It was on a couple of nights a week, and it was on Saturdays.
Well, you could go to, in our area, you
knew WGN and TBS.
WGN, exactly. TBS.
And I was a huge Braves fan. I love watching the Cubs. I've just never been a Cubs fan.
But it was easy. You knew you could turn it on and watch baseball.
NFL?
Obviously, I'm going to go with the 70s, but you didn't give me the 70s as an option.
No.
Because of the Dolphins, the Steelers, I mean the whole Steelers and Cowboys rivalry in the late 70s. I loved the Packers era when they were always banging against the 49ers. But when it came down to the NFC Championship between the Cowboys and the 49ers all those years, that was your Super Bowl.
It was.
I mean, it was who was going to get
Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice and Joe Montana and Troy. I mean, it was a big deal.
Right. I mean, but the 49ers, Steve Young. Thank you. I was just thinking left-handed. But it was, I don't know, it depends on what you're looking for. I like the 90s. I like the 90s for football.
Here's the biggest. Music.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
The majority of music that I like is the 70s. Because
that's where I was going too.
Because Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. I mean, that.
Well, it's your introduction to some really cool stuff. I mean, the first time you heard Kiss on an 8-track, you know, and they split Christine 16 song because you had to wait from go to track 3 to track 4 or whatever. I mean, that's the way I still hear the song.
Right.
Is split like that. But
see, as much as the two of us, just so you know this, as much as the two of us love to talk sports, we love to talk music probably even
more. Oh, we'd love to have
more.
A couple beers and just rattle.
Go. Here's the craziest thing that I never thought I'd hear myself say. But the older that Bruce Springsteen gets and the older that I get, I understand how people loved and adored him. Because I watch him now when he's doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually like listening to him, and I hated Bruce Springsteen.
Right. I mean, it's you can understand.
I mean, I like all this old, like The River is such a great album.
But it was understanding back then. It's like, this isn't very melodic or whatever. Now you understand the process of what he got to write some of this stuff.
You just don't have, the Stones, and you don't have The Who, and you don't have... You know, you don't have bands like that anymore.
Well, I mean, okay. Now we go 80s. 80s to me is when you started getting some mainstream country music.
Country music.
Where Alabama just went.
Yeah. Country music, rap music, heavy metal music making a huge dent.
Yeah. I mean, Hank Williams Jr., good Lord, he ruled the world through the 80s.
Oh, he did.
Until he was too inebriated to perform at the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah, and that was me. So the late 60s, so I'd have been 5, 6, 7. I mean, that was Merle Haggard, Willie and Waylon. My mom and dad took me to a, what were they called? Willie, Waylon, and the boys. What were they called?
The Outlawmen.
The Highwaymen or Outlaws or whatever.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Took me down to Kansas City.
Highwaymen, that was.
In Arrowhead Stadium outdoors. Mm-hmm. I saw stuff down there that you just didn't think a young kid should be able to look at. But
you saw stuff at the Florida Georgia Line concert as an old man shouldn't see.
Yeah, that was... There were more naked people running around Minnesota Twins Stadium than... They didn't do that during the Billy Joel concert. And they definitely didn't do it during the Guns N' Roses concert. No. But they did at the Florida Georgia Line concert. It was crazy. Music is a lot different, and now that I think back, my parents had a huge effect on. I didn't understand it, but I still go back and listen to some of those old Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and those guys.
First concert I saw, my parents took me to Kenny Rogers.
See, Kenny Rogers.
That was Hilton Coliseum in Ames. It was
crazy.
Great.
That's the part that Mick did for me. And Mick took me to Bruce Springsteen. I had no idea who it was. And the concert lasted for 3.5 hours. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know concerts. You know, I went to a Goofy Greats concert. It was like 25 minutes. Right. You have been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We will be back live at the fair a week from this coming Thursday. Check us out. We love having you. Drive home safe. We'll see you then.